What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
And you're back in the room. We've got the rhythm section of Soaked Oats.
What's up, lads?
Hello.
Hey.
We'll do a quick intro. This is kind of a full crew. We've got Next Gen Touring, we've got Department of Arts, and we've got Soaked Oats. You've heard the last couple of weeks there's a massive party happening down at Shed 10 this Saturday, Working Late. Wicked lineup, and a portion of that BFM is going to be streaming live to you, dear listener, via the radio and the internet, which you can tune into thanks to Spark Sessions and Spotify.
And the words are savage.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do in the next, we've got about an hour up our sleeve, we're going to play a couple songs and just have a bit of a yarn about the festival, what Soaked Oats have been up to, what the Department of Arts do, and what Next Gen are ripping around the scene doing. Does that sound pretty good? We can.
But also, I think we can fit in some changing the world, making a difference as well. Yeah. Along the way with the songs.
We can do that. Yeah.
Keep it, you know.
If you want.
Shall we just. We've done a bit of talking post news, so shall we crack into some of these songs? We'll hand it over to Connor and Max from Soaked Oats. So maybe. You guys have both moved up to Auckland recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's that going for Soaked Oats, having half the band up the other end of the country?
Very good. So. We're trying to get everyone up here eventually. There seems to be a lot going up.
Was it kind of an anti-Auckland thing in the get-go? I know I kind of got that from the drums.
Yeah.
What's kind of like won you over?
Getting here.
Yeah. And just experiencing it, eh?
Yeah.
It's warm.
Yeah.
It's way warmer, right? It's so mild.
Yeah.
Not as mild as Gisborne, probably.
Having lovers here helps, I think.
I think the weather's more mild. The people are more mild and gizzy, but the weather up here is more mild.
Yeah. One frosty year.
Yeah. It's true.
It's great.
Actually, that's right, mushrooms. It's good. Hey, should we kick into one of these songs? You give me Dale Kerrigan or Night Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go with first?
Maybe a Dale.
Yeah.
Sure. This is a car/teen movie. If it wants to play ball or.
Yes!
Bye.
I stop talking when I turn the mics on, guys.
Everything just lit up.
Mm. We're here with Soaked Oats, and they're taking us on a little bit of a Dunedin rabbit hole. That's kind of the agenda that's sort of popped up, eh?
I think so.
Yeah. Feels good?
Mm. Well, yeah. Homesick.
Feels good? That was Dale Kerrigan, by the way, everyone.
Now, you guys are looking forward to playing at Working Late on Saturday down at Shed 10.
Live to the radio.
Are you guys just going to be, no like, spending the next 2 days practicing?
Yes.
That's the right answer.
We were. That was the plan. But Korn just let me know he's got work tomorrow, so I think we, you know, we'll relax.
Well, we can do it evening. We've got some neon and some soldering to do. We
Jules wants us to come down and do a bit of work on the art.
We can definitely use your help. Because we've bitten off more than we can chew, as usual.
How long is the Soaked Oats set predicted to be?
We'll get, I mean, how long do you want us to play for? We'll give it, you know.
45 minutes.
We'll give it a good note. Yeah, 45 minutes.
What are you guys playing at the moment? Playing new stuff that you're testing out, or are you like, where are you at in your musical journey?
It's so a bit,
just a bit of road testing going on.
A bit of road testing, yeah.
Fun.
Not, yeah. We're not going too deep in on it because we
don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Ooh.
You partway through writing some music at the moment, or are you about to go do?
There might be some new stuff come through. I don't know.
Ooh.
There might be some new things on the stage.
Speaking of the stage, what's the setup going to be down at the festival on the night? You guys are putting a bit of time into creating some sort of experience for people.
Yeah. I guess so. The Department of Arts and Next Gen, we've teamed up, and we're a lot of the stuff we're doing, we're kind of staying away from like big LED walls and massive production. We want really kind of set-based design. We've given away a car, and we've managed to, fingers crossed, we'll have it on a Lazy Susan stage next to the band, so it should in theory have it spinning around on a like one of those massive promo like decks that you see at a car show.
Screw
or
that,
is
that, make that the stage.
Yeah. No, so it's on there, but
I want to spin.
And we've also like created this. Yeah, instead of like an LED screen, we created sort of an LED box. We're calling it the OECM. The one square meal. So it's a giant, it's 6 meters by 2 meters, and it's 40 squares. It kind of looks like a checkered, like, you know what you see on the classic old school disco dance floor with the squares that light up? Yeah, but as a backlight, and then we're going to have all the band's names like come up and interchange them. So, yeah.
Is it going to be a butter sculpture or anything else there?
What kind of sculpture? There'll be, then there'll be entrances, lighting, I guess we try to, like I said, like it's kind of a mix of like, doing an art installation, but mix it in well with all the production. Mate, we want it to feel like a game show, 80s game show, 80s. So like,
you had me at Lazy Susan. I love Lazy Susan.
We've got it all 3D rendered. Like we have it on a computer, and we have it printed, but we've made the bits. It's just putting it all together and like,
Field of Dreams.
We've been putting in lots of hours, and we're real passionate about making a show look really cool. And we're real passionate about the Oats as well. They've been good friends of ours, and it's been pretty cool. Like, we're pretty excited to like make a stage for them to play on. I think. Yeah, genuinely, yeah. I think good
shit.
Good.
Hey, what's the format of the night like with the DJs, bands? Do you know the run list? At
It goes
just off the dome.
Yeah, Hurricane Emily DJing to start kick off the night 5, and then it's Molly and the Chromatics. Molly and the Chromatics, Mermaidens, and then Reese Rich for a real short set. He's a kid doing hip hop down in Wellington. He's got the song Confetti, and it's like real sick. So we're just putting him on like quite a short set, but we wanted to put it in a bit later, like to give him a bit of a crowd, see how he goes with like, I don't know, see how it goes, and then it's Lord Echo DJ set, then the Oats. Oh yeah, and then in between, there's a lot to, there's a lot of moving parts to the show.
Great.
And then, So yeah, Lord Echo, Soaked Oats, then Leisure, and then and we want to finish the night with Kiru Kalo, so like a bit more of like after we've given away the car, so go Burnouts. Real big acid, acid house kind of, but. Yeah, and then in between each section, there's three major sections where we're going to do a game show experience. So we're going to, one's a singing bee, the second is a spinning wheel, where you spin the wheel and you win, and then the third one is we give away.
Is Auntie L the MC? Is Auntie L the...
Yes,
Auntie L's she's good. MC. We've chatted to her before, and I can tell that she's... We've just spoken to her on the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, this woman has got quite a lot of personality.
She's so she's so charismatic. That's why, she's really charismatic. We've been talking to her about the show a little bit, like just lining up like how she's gonna do those singing bees and those game shows, and she's all about it. And we've got Momentum Productions on board as well to do some dancing in between. So we're hoping it all fits in a fusion. When we came up with the idea, we're just like music, game show, let's see how have a go.
I should reiterate, we're talking Working Late. Is it this Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Right on. Should we get into another Soaked Oats selection? Where are we at, team? Scratch the chin if you must. Night lunch.
What do you got? Yeah, go on.
Right. I don't think we need.
Shout out to Eden.
Shout out to Eden.
Sounding also frightening. Powerful.
A lot of people very stoked on night lunch at the moment, actually. As selected by Soaked Oats, playing down at Working Late, which is happening on Saturday down at Shed 10 there in Auckland City.
Slipped into radio mode. Like
yeah,
that.
Just got a radio.
I love that.
Also, BFM is broadcasting Soaked Oats set about 8 p.m. Thanks to Spark Sessions and Spotify. We all love Spotify up here at BFM. It's a great music discovery tool. You can check out selected Spark mobile plans and get a deal on Spotify Premium.
We literally just
visit spark.co.nz and there you go, man.
Let's go. That's a plug. That's how we plug. Keep the energy up. Shot.
Where to from here? Are we sticking in the Dunedin frame of mind? Should we play this Phased on a Pony?
I reckon Phased on a Pony, then we crack into some people playing it.
Oh, good. This isn't actually your segment. This is What's Cooking and with someone else. What does the oats rhythm section think? Where do you want to go?
I'm pretty keen to hear the Working Late and Next Gen DOA crew do a live session, to be honest.
Yeah, well,
maybe a little a cappella.
I can rap.
True.
to some extent.
This is true. Yeah, that would be great. We could get an instrumental going.
Yeah, everybody might win here because we'll do John's thing. We could play this Lord Echo, a nice funky tune, and if the beat assists and you're feeling up to it.
Oh.
Fucking go for it, mate. I'm not going
to
stop.
Okay, I'm about to butcher Lord Echo's song live on BFM.
Thank you.
Lord Echo right here, playing Working Late this Friday.
Saturday.
Fuck. Alongside Leisure DJ Set, Molly and the Chromatics, Kid Carlo, Moo Maidens, Reese Rich, and Hurricane Family, and of course Soaked Oats, who we have two of four in the house right now. Let us know if you want to go. We have a double pass, so text into 53955 or give us a call on 309-3879. We're always keen for a bit of a chat. You guys open to a phone call? Who's got headphones on?
Okay. Oh, cool.
John's hogging the headphones over here. Doesn't have a microphone or headphones.
Oh, I'd love to talk to a random person.
Here we go. Someone's calling.
Damn it, your wish is...
It's exciting.
Shit, he needs headphones. Oh. Welcome aboard, caller. You've called.
How are you getting on?
What?
How are you getting on?
Oh, good. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm bloody good, actually.
Fuck, everyone's winning then.
It's good. That's exciting.
John wants to know who it is. He's getting tested because he doesn't have headphones right now. So.
Oh, it is. Oh, mate, it's just a loyal listener.
Would you like to get along to the gig?
I'd love to.
Oh, sounds like a real Cinderella story. We can make it happen. Do you have a special someone you can take along with you?
I'm sure I can find one. I'll shake my flat out. There'll be somebody around.
Brilliant, man. Brilliant. Well, we can make it happen. You got a B card?
I certainly do.
Fuck, it's all coming together.
Bro, that's so nice.
Wow.
Had you heard of Working Late before this, or are you just ringing up?
I have actually, yeah. My workmate was going to go to it, and I was like, well, that's cool.
Yes! The promo is working. You've also got the Oats on here. Is there anything you want to say to the Oats before you see them live on Saturday?
Any requests?
I'm just really excited to see them.
That's nice. Thanks, man.
It's an exciting thing, bro, to see them. I'm seeing them right now and looking at them, and I'm telling you, I'm excited.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Hey, we'll take you off air, brother man, and we can play some Soaked Oats without asking them right now. Here we go.
Yes!
We're traveling slow, and now this chair's got a mold. And only when the rust shows, well, do we stop to inspect. Look at the way the dust glows. Thank you. you seen the ship we're cruising in? Or the light that's been passing by? Cracks etch all across the skin. In the days of your life, the wrinkles start to appear, and I snap that I am really here. Been traveling without a care for 3,000 light years. 3,000 light years. Oh, and here I am.
You guys gonna play that one?
Yeah. Play that. Yeah, oh yeah, we'll play that one. Yeah. I think it'll 100%. Be 8:30 into the set.
Oh, there you go.
There's gonna be a small intro by Henry on his lovely guitar. And then we'll break into it.
It's basically just Oates, all the hits, alright? Yeah. If you're thinking of coming, they're all the hits, right? Oh. Oh yeah, that was really nice. Yeah.
What's the walk up fee if somebody just shows up? Where do I get tickets?
One of the tickets.
If you bring cash to the back door,
Yeah, the tickets are $80. We're on final release. We've got about 100 left, so I would say the classic old promoter trick, we're going to be sold out before the old gig, but I think we will be. I think we're definitely heading there. So if you want a ticket, you can go online to Ticketmaster and find it at Working Late. And go grab one, mate.
I think the nice, what's enticing for me is you guys kicking off at 5:00.
Yeah.
So down there, just by the cloud, shed 10, cruise on in, have a nice, easy evening down at the cloud.
Yeah.
And check out some great music. It's going to be
a range of music as well. We got hip hop, house, live bands, and a bit of acid house to finish up. We got I think what is quite cool is the Leisure DJ set as well, which we haven't really spoken about. But true. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
They steal all their songs from us. You know
yeah.
That.
Yeah, they're going to do some. They're going to. Yeah, I think that would be quite cool because they've all got really good music taste and just do something different to
is
the live band.
Are they going to who's going to be doing their music when the car winner gets drawn? Because that's the most exciting part for me. You can win a fucking car.
Yes. Yeah. So everyone who gets a ticket, basically, everyone who gets a ticket goes and enter to win the car. And we're just going to give everyone on entry a raffle ticket. So they all come in, you hold your raffle ticket, and then right after the Leisure DJ set, we've got a sting made
it's like a
and everything.
Meat pack, but it's a car.
Yeah, it's like a meat raffle, but it's a car.
What is the car though? Is it like a
It's a Suzuki Carry 2001.
Is it your car?
No, it's Josh's car. It's literally our car. Like we literally. So there's three of us in the Department of Arts, and we currently have two cars between three, and one of them
is
the Suzuki Carry 2001, which we are giving away. And we thought we were gonna have a van organized.
Does it have a warrant?
Yeah, it's got Warren Ridge Road Fit for sure. It's got a vinyl and it comes with street cred direct for free.
Been vaping like watermelon vape in there. It smells fantastic.
Yeah. The idea literally came from, we were like, okay, we're about to there are only a select few venues around in Auckland that work for live music and work for shows. And when we sat down with the Next Gen boys, we were like, okay, here are the options. There's like, you can go like a 500 person venue, a 1,000 person venue, or Shed 10. And it's like 2,000 tickets. And it's like our first gig, proper gig in Auckland. And we're like, we're like, what could we do? Like, what would be a different offer? And Josh was just like, bro, why don't we just give away my car? And I'm like, okay, yes, yeah, sweet.
And then
it's like, what does that look like? Like, how does that show, like, you know, how do you can't just, you don't really want it to just be about giving away your car. Like, you match it with the music and the art. And then, like, matching it with the music and the art.
Are you
and
getting it balleted or anything?
We're using it to get everything, all the materials and stuff at the moment. So, like I said, we've got two cars between three of us. So, but it will be vacuumed, and the vinyl will be freshed. But yeah, no, it's road usable, and it's one of those cool, like, looking novelty cars. That, I think that's kind of why we felt like, one, you can't complain for getting given away, okay, but two, it's just like it is an awesome looking. It's like one of those mini car van things that you see driving around. And I always look and I'm like, damn, I wish I had that car. Like, I wish I had Josh's car. So, yeah, but that's kind of the story behind it. And that will happen after the Leisure DJ set.
It's great. It's great. There's no extra. You get a ticket to the gig and you've got a ticket to potentially get a car.
Yeah, basically.
What time will the car announcement happen?
Oh, Brucey, what's I can't.
Early?
10:30. I think it's 10:30. Yeah. It's right before the last set. So, and you know, in our heads, it's like, You stay for all the main acts and then it's like boom car and then Kidu Kalu would just come punish the last.
Brilliant.
You know, we wanted a real high energy sort of like kind of we thought about like doing it before the Oats or Leisure or whatnot, but we're like, no, I think we want them to like, we want the, everyone's gonna come for that music and then stick around and stay with the car and then one big last like hoorah with Kidu Kalu. And they're doing some cool.
Well, we've had Faze on a Pony sit here for a while from the Soak Lads. Should we get into that one?
Please.
Yeah.
Now
All right. Okay, we've got to wrap things up because the top 10 is on its way, happening at 7 o'clock. Big thank you to Soak Dotes for making the trek up here to the BFM studio. Big thank you to the Working Late Next Gen crew also for coming in. And
Can I just say a shout-out to Oscar, who's in the car right now trying to get the car parked.
We can have a beer at Shadows. And thanks to the Department of Arts as well for coming in and just like explaining the situation for Working Late, which is happening down at Shed 10 on Saturday. You can still get tickets. There's 100 left. So if you're keen to go, get amongst. Wicked lineup.
Get a car.
Kedu Carlo, Leisure DJ set, Lord Echo DJ set, Soak Dotes, which you're going to hear right here on BFM.
It's almost better that it's someone's
at 8 p.m.
we literally don't have a car after this. So.
Thanks to you, dear listener. Thanks to Spark Sessions and Spotify. Check out your Spotify deals at spark.co.nz. Okay? Hard sell there.
Here's this Kedu Carlo. This will be right after you potentially get a car. So.
I love you, Amy.
Thanks, lads.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.